Mighty John Marshall, our record guy, is with us. Mighty John, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. You got any regrets? Anything that you planned to do this summer you didn't get to?
No, I don't.
You did everything you wanted to do. Did you buy any valuable records at yard sales or garage sales this summer?
Well, I have a top 10 list.
You do?
Well, quickly?
I'll be darned. Well, I'm not in any big hurry unless you are.
No, not at all.
I have proven that I am now officially over the hill. I actually started shopping online over the weekend for a metal detector.
Oh, well, I can see you out there in your shorts and sandals.
Yeah. You have a wonderful website, moneymusic.com, and there you can, find out all kinds of stuff, and you can also purchase something that'll tell you what records are worth. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, at moneymusic.com, we put out a CD that lists the values for over a million records by over 65,000 different recording artists. It's just $19.95. Pop it into your computer, and you can look up the value for any record you may have or find.
Just go to moneymusic.com, moneymusic.com. Now, I was out this weekend just kind of driving around and noticed, man, the yard sales, garage sales are really humming. Up and down our street, they were everywhere. So there's still lots of time to look for some records that you might be able to turn into gold. Tell us about your list.
Well, we'll start with number 10 and count down to the big number 1. At number 10, we had the Supremes, the 45, Where Did Our Love Go? With its picture sleeve, it's currently up to $100.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis, saw was collectible. Blue suede shoes, the 45, up to $150. Ba 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 Baran by the Beach Boys, that 45, with its picture sleeve, and those picture sleeves of the 45 is very collectible, up to $200.
Mm.
1973, Leonard Skinner, their first album, simply Leonard Skinner, currently up to $200. The great Marvin Gaye, Motown, very collectible, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, the album up to $200. Perhaps the greatest party song of rock and roll, Louie Louie, by the Kingsmen, the 45 on the original Jordan record label, up to $250. Found Two by the Beatles, Ticket to Ride, that 45, with picture sleeve up to $350. The mono version of the album Help, up to $400. And two others, Jefferson Airplane, their first album, Jefferson Airplane, Takes Off, mono copy up to $500. And the big find, Motley Crue. Who would think? Motley Crue, their first 45, Stick to Your Guns, with its picture sleeve, up to $1,200.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Although I heard this morning, and you can tell me more, I'm sure, I just heard tail end of a story on the network that Ringo, back in 68, received the first pressing, and I didn't catch the album. Would it have been the White Album in 60? Yeah. He put it in a vault, and there it sat till, I guess, last week when he took it out and put it up for auction, and it went for $790,000.
That's a big one. The first, I think the first 1,000 were numbered, gold lettering numbers on the cover, and most of them sell in the $1,000 price range, but those first four went to the Beatles, each one. So that's a nice hunk of change.
No kidding. So just go to moneymusic.com, and as always, it is a pleasure, Mighty John.
Well, thank you, Jack. Hopefully next month we can talk about those top Halloween records to look for.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.